You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
All right, good afternoon. It's Athena Protection in the house today. Happy New Year, Dan. How's it going?
Happy New Year, man. It's good to be here. I feel pretty good.
2020.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna have to do some big things this year, man. We're gonna take it to the next level for sure.
I think so. I'm focused, ready to rock.
I was looking at something. They was talking about all the holidays. I think the 4th of July is on the Saturday. Cinco de Mayo on Taco Tuesday, which is my birthday, by the way. So anybody out there listening, jot that down. Cinco de Mayo. Holler at your mans. And then for those people who like to indulge in a little bit of Mary Jane, this year, 420 is literally the whole month of April. So you can celebrate that the whole year. So before we get started, man, tell our listeners who we are, how you can get in touch with us.
Well, we are Athena Protection Service, and you can get in touch with us on our 1-800 number at 1-800-951-4866. 1-800-951-4866. And you can reach us on any social media outlet at Athena Protection Service.
All right. And make sure you hit that like button and subscribe button. And, of course, on your other social medias, make sure you're sharing with your friends and family. What we talk about may not be interesting to you that particular week, but it might be somebody out there that could really use the advice that we put out. So help us out. If you're a friend, do that for us.
Yes, yes.
All right. And then, you know, before we get into that, again, we talked about it last week, but now we actually got a sponsor. So talk about our sponsor a little bit.
All right. We were sponsored by Athena Protection Foundation, and that's a foundation that supports crime victims. Anybody that's been a victim of a crime, we provide different avenues of support. If someone is killed in the commission of some of a crime and they were the victim, then we support the family through burial support or any mental health support that they may need, and domestic violence awareness, bully awareness, different things like that.
That's awesome.
And you can reach us at Athena Protection Foundation on any social media outlet or athenaprotectionfnd.org.
Okay. Doesn't help going into the new year to find you some reputable foundations. Or nonprofits to possibly donate to. We most definitely could use the help. There's people out there, as we know, living in the Metro Detroit area. Unfortunately, there's always somebody that could use those services. So any donations would most definitely be beneficial. Athena Protection Foundation. All right. So, man, 2020 already.
Right.
Just real quick before we get started, I was reading something that I thought was interesting now because it is 2020. This is just my little, I don't know if I'm going to start a segment every week where I tell you one little tidbit that will be helpful to you. We kind of was talking about some things before we came on live. But with it being 2020, something as simple as writing down that date. We like to put down, for example, today is the 4th. So typically I would write 1-4. 19. Well, now it's 20, so I would write 1-4-20. But it's recommended not to do that because now somebody can take and add 19 on or 18 and you know, change documents. So maybe I ain't necessarily talking about every specific thing you do, but anything that's of any importance, that's those dates are key. Make sure you put in 2020 on your documents, the full year, instead of just abbreviating to 20. Maybe it's not a big deal writing a check at the grocery store, but if you're taking care of any type of tax stuff, especially with the time of year it is, make sure you're putting 2020 and not just putting a 20. That's my little 2 cent for the week. Hopefully I can share some more later on today. But with that being said, what you got on your mind today? What you want to talk about, man?
I want to know what you think about people shooting in the air on New Year's Eve.
Man, so I watch the news just like maybe a lot of other people do. And funny story, I know a group of guys, I don't know the statute of limitations, so I just say a group of guys that kind of got out one New Year's Eve. And, you know, it was quite a few of these guys out, so I heard. And They started doing that exact same dumb shit that we witnessed on the news the other day, shooting up in the air. And somehow, one of those yahoos, as I'll call them, was able to actually shoot a major power line down and blacked out the whole area that we, I mean, they were in doing that. So that was the last time I did that. Because when that power line came down, keep in mind, it was still live. I'm sorry, keep in mind, it was still live. So that thing was sparking and shooting and hitting cars. It's like, man, these, I'm sure the people in that neighborhood, as if something was to happen, i.e. today, call me a gropey old man now, but if that was to happen today, I'd be pretty pissed that you idiots shooting in the air shot down my power. And it ain't like DTE was going to come out that night and fix it. You know, people had to wait some days to get their power back on. But I was you know, to answer your question, the obvious part of it is it is so dangerous. You know, number one, being in the industry that we're in, and we talk about gun safety and things of that nature. For me, I've seen a lot of unsafe things going on out there, I'm sure. And, you know, you hate to assume, but based off of the actions, I'm sure there was some extra drinking and partying going on. So just really not a good idea for, you know, 15 to 20 people to stand around shooting in the air in the middle of a heavily populated neighborhood.
It's a waste of money to me. And I can't see wasting bullets just to fly them off in the air. I can't do it.
I mean, you're not helping with your aim. Which is why we have so many innocent people getting caught in the crossfire and being shot because of somebody else's lack of training with a firearm. But that was it, most definitely at its finest on display. I hope we can get a little bit of justice behind that and really try to change that image of shooting in there. Like you say, it has no financial benefit to it.
Nothing.
You know, I used to trick myself into saying, hey, you know, I want my neighbors to know what I got over here. And as you get older, you're like, no, that's, let them find out when they need to find out. You don't need to be telling about what you got.
When the laws of physics tell us what it goes up. Must come down. And generally, they hurting somebody if they coming down, or they tearing up a bunch of cars, roof of cars, roof of houses, things like that. So I just don't agree with it. That's just my take. And actually, when the group that deployed to Iraq after us, one of the Marines got hit in the shoulder by celebratory fire one night.
Are you kidding me?
From the Iraqis, and it ended up damaging some nerves in them. And, like, you know, causing them to have, like, I think he ended up with, like, narcolepsy. He would just fall asleep randomly at different places after he got shot. I don't know how that happened or what the connection was to him being shot, but he said it was because of him being shot. But
We can't say it ain't.
Yeah, he ended up getting.
He was fine before he got shot.
he ended up having issues afterwards. And it was what they determined from celebratory fire in Iraq when they were, there was at a wedding going on, and he got hit with one of the rounds when they were shooting in the air.
So it was literally, you know, the situation that we're concerned with. It came, came down. Yeah, so just from out of nowhere, a bullet dropped on his shoulder. Yeah, those don't just land on your jacket and you wipe them off. That bullet is coming from, I couldn't imagine how many feet. I mean, I guess if I was a mathematical person, I could tell you the amount of velocity that that bullet has falling out of the sky, I'm sure. You know,
different weapons had different ranges, so it varies.
Exactly. So most definitely just not smart. So people, come on, man. Number one, unless you went to someplace and bought dummy ammo, which I don't think that many people was that smart, you know, you're firing off hollow points, full metal jackets, you know, you're wasting ammunition. It's not cheap. And not to even get into a political conversation, I don't want to steal your thunder on anything you're talking about today.
But gonna do that.
Right now, of all times, is a really important time to be saving your ammunition. Shoot it off in the air. Come on, people. That's enough of my soapbox on that. I was not happy when I saw that. Like, you idiots.
All right, what you think is street justice sufficient, right? So I saw a video of a guy. He picked the girl up off the train, tried to take her off the train. And then, like,
kidnapper?
Like, tried to kidnap her, what it appeared to be. And then there's a second video of him getting caught in the neighborhood once everybody saw the video and he got his ass whooped. They didn't turn him in. They just got him together and let him walk. So what you think?
I mean, there's a part of me that says, hey, it's going to be worse when you get in jail.
Yeah.
But you know, in all honesty, I think back to, you know, we talked about the sex trafficking or sexting.
Mm-hmm.
We touched on that a little bit. These type of people, you know, it's typically not their first time, especially if he had the gall to try to snatch somebody up in public like that. You know, this is not his first rodeo, I don't feel. He's probably done this multiple times, and yes, as good as it may feel to literally whoop on his ass right there, we need to get this predator off the street. So I guess I'd say whoop his ass and then make sure you call the police and make sure he get locked up and say, you know, he was struggling when you was trying to apprehend him, but most definitely get the authorities involved.
I can't say that I ever get mad at people kind of getting their frustrations off.
Oh, absolutely not. That's why I said whoop his ass and then call the police.
I'm going to tell you a story.
Got a story to tell.
I was actually working on the police department at the time.
Okay.
And a guy had broken into these people's houses and they called and said that he was down the street. They said, we caught him. When I got to him, he was tied to a phone pole with no clothes on and his ass was whooped.
They've been watching Friday after next.
And he was like,
sorry, Ricky Smiley.
He was like, I want to press charges. I was like, for what? He was like, they assaulted me. I was like, well, you was in their house. And, you know, like, I didn't have no problem with what they did.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And the supervision didn't have a problem with what they did. So, you know, we took him to the hospital. We untied him and took him to jail. You know, so I don't think people, I think in general, have a problem with citizens, you know, kind of getting somebody together, especially like they caught him. He was making multiple trips in and out of the house, taking their stuff, and they caught him and like in the act. And they bust his head open a little
bit. He didn't have on a Santa Claus suit, did he?
No, he didn't have on Santa Claus. He didn't have on nothing when we got to him.
Oh, you did say he was butt ass naked. Hey, but, you know what?
Yeah.
I mean, Let's put it in perspective. You know, this guy was, you know, just in there stealing valuables, which we all go to work and, you know, the shit we buy, we pay for, we work hard for. We don't want somebody just coming and taking it.
Right.
So
ever.
I understand that frustration. I can't honestly sit here and say I wouldn't do the same thing. Right. Matter of fact, I could actually say I probably would do the most definitely at a minimum that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I would also get the authorities involved. But getting your frustration off, I'm okay with that, within reason.
You know, I told him, like, man, you wouldn't have got beat if you wasn't in their house.
Exactly.
Like, the situation would have been avoided. And you wouldn't be tied to this pole right now.
You know, and I think we've talked about it some in our CPL course, we even talk about how to handle situations in the home. So you're in somebody's house uninvited, you are a threat to that household.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he lucky that all he got was his ass whooped. Somebody could have blew his brains out.
Yeah.
You know, and we all know that the city of Detroit, on multiple occasions, the chief has said that you know, you have every right to protect your home with deadly force because you don't know this person's intention, especially once you encounter somebody in your home that wasn't invited. So it could end a lot worse. So at a minimum, he should be happy he's still here. Most definitely is interesting that people want to press charges in those cases.
I got one more for you. So a father is a relative from out of town.
He's the relative, or the
father. There's some. I think somebody got a relative from out of town in the house as a gathering. The father walks in, sees this out of town relative in the room with his two toddlers with his pants down. Then the guy pushes the father out the room and tries to lock the door. Father kicks the door open and beats the side of this guy's face in.
And you're asking me, what is your question?
I'm telling you, again, one of those issues where there is no problem with, like, I think the guy's lucky to be alive. You know what I'm saying?
Because I'm sure in that situation. So not only are we talking about a sexual assault, you say a toddler. So now we're talking about something that could turn into a, you know, I don't know the verbiage for being you the police officer, but, you know, there not only was their safety at risk, their livelihood was at risk. You know, who's to say in the act of committing this heinous crime, you don't, you know, kill some toddler with your ignorant ass. So, yeah.
And this happened in Virginia. This was last week in Virginia.
Okay. And the guy was alive after.
Yeah.
He didn't kill him.
His face was disfigured, but he was alive.
Wow.
Luckily. I don't know how.
Yeah,
but,
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Remind me of an episode of that movie Airplane from way back in like the 80s, maybe even the 70s. Somebody can stat check that on us.
Oh, yeah.
But everybody was lined up to try to calm that historical lady. Hysterical, I'm sorry, on the plane, and they was lined up.
I even seen
a nun standing there with noon chucks or something. You know, the whole family would have had to take a piece of this guy's ass out after something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, too, you know, to dig kind of deeper, it's almost like I bet you, well, I won't bet you all my money, but I bet a large portion of it that there's multiple people in that family that kind of knew that that was something that this person struggle with or whatnot. Too many times I hear, you know, this gentleman just shot his dad and his grandmother the other day. And the first thing his sister said is he had been struggling with some mental issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know in our community, we got to do a better job of identifying those concerns and acting on them.
Right.
But yeah, I have no problem with, that type of justice, because right then you're reacting to a safety issue. You know, your child or children are being raped, and you know, in the process of catching that, I know, I won't say I can't imagine on this one. I'm pretty sure.
Well, yeah.
I'd probably kill that individual right there on the spot.
That's what I thought about myself too. I'd have had to take him out.
Wow. Damn, pushed it.
He pushed him out somehow and locked the door. And my man had to kick the door open with that much rage. I don't know how you control yourself. I can only think that people pulled him off of the guy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For him to even be living.
Yeah, because so, I don't know how he didn't stop or how he did stop, I should say.
Yeah.
That's a tough one for me, man. I won't say it's a tough one because, as I said, I'm pretty sure I'd kill you.
Right.
I mean, it don't even have to be my kid. I'll catch you doing that to any kid. I'm going to try my best to kill your ass. So.
Don't let me catch you in no room with your pants down. I'm going to get you together real quick.
Although the guys up at the state penitentiary would love their opportunity to share with that individual how much that's not accepted. And unfortunately for those type of predators, you know, we say that that's the end result.
All right, man. Well, I wanted to talk about a little bit today since it's the new year.
Okay.
And we got people out here getting ready to file their taxes. One thing I want to advise everybody to do, if you have not done so already, go to annualcreditreport.com and pull one of your credit reports and take a look at it.
That's a great point.
Make sure that everything on your credit report is something you actually applied for. And then if it's some misinformation on there, make sure you report it and then take the necessary steps to get those things removed. Because, you know, misinformation on your credit report or inaccurate information on your credit report hinders your credit score. And
exactly.
If it hinders your credit score, that takes away your ability to get loans, get houses, get cars, get jobs. Everybody look at your credit report now. So you can get a free credit report from annualcreditreport.com. If you go somewhere else, it'll be free briefly, and then you'll have to pay prices. So just keep that in mind. Annual credit report is absolutely free. Do not pull all three at once is my recommendation. Just okay. pull from one of the bureaus. And then maybe 4 months down the line, pull another one. And then in the last 4 months, pull another one just so that you can see what's going on your credit report.
So to make sure I understand you right, you're recommending not just doing it once a year. I mean, most definitely doing it this time of year, like you said, you're going to file your taxes. Right. But doing it multiple times and utilizing all of the bureaus.
Right. Because you get one free report from each credit bureau. So it's three of them. So I say every 4 months, pull one.
It's a good point.
Since it's free.
You don't need to get all three of them at the same time. They're going to be very similar with the information that's on it. But switching it up is recommended, but do it throughout the year. Hey, man, I think that's a great idea because I know for a fact that, and I don't know if you want to get into detail, but we kind of talked about it briefly earlier. We personally have had a family member have their taxes stolen.
Right. Right.
I'm talking about a mom with three kids.
Yeah, my sister had a few years ago had her taxes taken.
Wow.
Actually, they wasn't taken. Somebody stole her identity and filed the taxes for her.
Right. That sounds like taking to me.
It is, and then they cashed that check. So
wow.
She went through a lot of paperwork and a lot of reporting to get that situation handled. I think it took almost a year or a little over a year to get that fixed. So when you are the victim of identity theft, it is up to you to get your credit in order and to get all those accounts settled that they think that you open. So,
man,
it's your responsibility.
It's so funny you say that because I went to, you know, and I'm going to drag this out, but I went to purchase a house. Mm-hmm. And thank God I had a salesperson. This was years ago, so I apologize if you're listening. I don't remember your name. And I'm not going to get a company any kudos at this point. But anyway, I just remember things being on my credit report that, you know, didn't even make logical sense. For example, it said I had made a payment on my mortgage on my previous property in 8 months, but there was no foreclosure and there was nothing on my credit showing that I had anything delinquent. But it did show that I was 8 months behind on not making any payments. And a lot of times when your credit is being checked, it's black and white. There is no gray areas. You know, yes, when you're applying for these different things and they come back and they say, well, this, that, and other is on your credit. As you said, it's up to you to fix it because when they're doing the pulling of that information, it's black and white. They're pulling up what it says, and that's what they have to go off of. So, yes, get these things taken care of. And it may seem like a small thing, but I know personally I've had where I've gotten things taken off of my credit either due to the amount of time they was on there or being misinformation. And once I was able to get it fixed, I did see my score go up.
Right. And the only things can only be on your credit report for 7 years, then it comes off.
Exactly.
But so
keep that in mind as well.
And if you got a bankruptcy, and I think bankruptcies are 10 years, but outside of that, I think anything delinquent is 7 years, and then it comes off.
Okay. And for all you people out there that people getting ready to start borrowing money from you or getting ready to promise you that they're going to pay you when they get their taxes, get something in writing and don't do it based off of that because, as we see, there are so many factors that could cause even the best of people to not get their income taxes. You said it took how long to get your sister?
Almost a year or more
to get it. So if it was people who was waiting on her to get her taxes to get their money back, they had to wait an extra year.
Right. So when somebody take your identity, a couple things they can do. They can get driver's licenses.
Wow.
They can get bank accounts, houses. They can rent property. They can get phones. They can file bankruptcy on your behalf. Or they can use your name when they get locked up. Because they got your identity.
Try undoing that, right?
Or they can use your medical, dental, or optical insurance. There was a lady some years ago, I think this was in Utah, where she had her identity stolen, and a lady had a baby with her medical insurance.
Are you kidding me?
And then they sent her the bill.
For a baby? Wow.
Yes. She went to the hospital, and she needed some kind of drugs, and they told her no. Because she just had a baby, and she was like, my kids are 5 years old. And she ended up having a problem going through the process of figuring out who stole her identity.
Okay.
Because they wouldn't give her the medical records of the person that took her identity because of HIPAA laws.
You gotta love it, man. And that's what I talk about. You know, there is no gray. It's just black and white. You know, in these situations.
You wrapped up in a lot. So it's a tough situation when somebody take your identity and then you gotta go through the process of getting it back. So recommendations, keep detailed records of who you talk to when you start making phone calls. If your identity happens to be stolen,
okay,
contact each major credit bureau, put a fraud alert on your account so that they know that anything else that comes open is suspicious and they need to contact you about that. Close all accounts that are fraud, and then you have to file a police report where the crime took place, and you file a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission. Those are some actions that you can take once your identity has been taken.
And those are very key. As I said, I can't say it enough. These things are when you know, creditors look at stuff, it's just black and white to them. It says this on there, you can't get that. You know, you're out trying to get a car. You seen the commercial, they said you can get this Escalade and your payment was only going to be $479 a month. And then you go out to the dealership and you're like, well, why is my payment $850 a month? Y'all said $479. That's because of your credit score. Things that could be on there. And as folks, I'm not exaggerating when I say that. You know, something as simple as a car loan based off of your credit score could increase that price by hundreds of dollars on the monthly basis.
And that's what I don't get. When people steal your credit, they get more credit than you can get. When you go to go to get stuff, like you feel like you can't get a house and somebody steal your identity and they buy a car or they get property and like you can't get it. Or they get credit cards with $20,000 limits and all you got is three. Exactly. Like, so I don't understand the game and how they do that, and that's something I would be interested in knowing. If somebody used to steal identities, please contact us so we can talk to you and get a little information.
Make sure the statute of limitation. Right. No, I'm kidding. But, so most definitely could be something we could talk about again. But as you said, with this time of year, it's so important to check those, check your credit report. Because it will. I mean, it's very detailed. There are some ones that you can download that are free, you know, through your Apple or your Android app stores. And those may not be 100%, but you most definitely want to have your finger on the pulse of your credit. It's so much easier now in the cyber world we live in.
Right.
To be able to steal your identity.
Right.
It's not like before. They don't need to dig through your trash. But again, important documents,
they can
make sure you're shredding them because they still will do that. But a lot of times, you know, we kind of touched on it our last podcast. Our guest Marlon talked about using different scanners to steal information literally out of your pocket without going in your pocket. So check your credit report. You know, it will tell the story of what's going on.
So Statista in 2017, they did a study about the crimes that Americans worry about the most.
Okay.
Having your personal credit card or financial information stolen by hackers was 67%.
Wow. That's huge.
And then followed up by being a victim of identity theft was the very next crime that Americans worried about the most. And then it goes into having your car broken into, being burglarized, or being a victim of terrorism. So somebody getting online and stealing your stuff is a serious concern among Americans today.
That's unbelievable.
Again, it's tax time. So there's another one from Statista that I got here.
Hey, and before you get into that one, just in case we got anybody that's just joining us, tell our listeners how they can get in touch with us.
Oh, you can get in touch with us on any social media outlet just by typing in Athena Protection Service. We will pop up, follow us, like and share the videos.
Absolutely.
Reach out to us on YouTube in particular if you like watching a podcast or any other informational videos surrounding security concerns.
Okay.
You can also reach us on our 1-800 number at 800-951-4866. That's 1-800-951-4866.
And let's shout out our sponsor one more time.
And that's Athena Protection Foundation. You can reach us on Instagram or Facebook. at Athena Protection Foundation, or on Twitter, any social media outlet. You can catch up with us there, or on the website at AthenaProtectionFND.org.
All right. So you was going to go to your next topic.
So I'm talking about romance scams. These happen a lot.
You say romance?
Romance scams online. So financial losses suffered by victims of internet crimes reported by the FBI.
Interesting topic here.
Women lost $71 million in 2014. This is a little bit dated. I couldn't find something that was up to date.
Are you kidding me?
But that's a lot of money to lose in a romance scam. And this is when Raul or Fabian from France or somebody online befriends you and they want to be your boyfriend. And then they tell you how much they love you. And then next thing you know, they need tickets to the U.S. or they need money or they got a financial hardship.
I saw something like that. I thought it was a joke.
It is not a joke. This happens for real to real people. Men lost $15 million. And I would think that men would probably be the ones to lose the most money, but it's actually
women.
We're
so visual.
Yeah, because, you know, men kind of give up money. I thought more than women, but that's not the case.
Wow.
So romance scams that happen online in particular, women are the most targeted.
Hey, listen, and, single women out there, I'm going to take all your money. Anyway, I'm kidding. Back to the topic. I won't take any of it. I'll let you give it to me.
They don't take it. They give it to them.
Yeah, but I won't scam you. I'm actually here in the flesh. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
That's
a lot of money.
I mean, that is a ton of 71 men.
What are some things that women can do? Well, men and women, because we seem to see this happening to both. But like you said, I'm surprised that it's the women that are being taken advantage of the most. But what are some things that a woman can do to try to prevent that?
Go out and meet people.
A man.
I mean, go out and actually talk to real people. If you meet somebody online, video chat them where you can see who they are. Make sure you're not being scammed. And, you know, if somebody started talking about needing some money, then just back off. I mean, that's, you'll see.
Back in my day, we used to call it dry begging.
Right. If you, if somebody needs something, right then, now, I would say to just back off.
I'm a little behind on my bills. If you could just, they won't even ask you for help. They'll just complain about it and hope you'll say, I can help you with that. Yeah. But great point. You talked about something as simple as video chatting. It's 2020, man. You should be able to immediately get access to that individual.
Yeah, and see who they are. But I don't know. Women are, 3 times more money than men spent on loss on romance scams.
That is unbelievable.
So, yeah. That's ridiculous. So protect yourself when you're out there dating online. You know, meet with people in person. Make sure they bring it to the table what you bring it to the table. And, you know, and if they can't help you, or, you know, if they're incapable of helping themselves and you see that they don't have any ambition or they can't do anything, you got to cut your losses.
Well, I get that part of it. You know, women love a challenge. And, you know, they like building a man, even though it's not most successful thing to be in the business of
doing. I've seen women transform men before. It's possible.
Exactly. And sometimes we need to be transformed. So shout out to the women for your efforts. But you got to do these things smart, like you said. Find out a little bit more about this individual before you getting financially involved.
This is people sending money to people that they haven't seen.
Exactly.
So that's a little bit different than a woman transforming a man. Because we've seen guys come up. You know, so we see when a guy got him a nice woman and she taking care of him, got him some new pants. You know what I'm saying? And he got a haircut and things like that.
I don't need a haircut. New pants.
Yeah, you know, that's nice. And, you know, I applaud those women as helping men that need that help and need that assistance. That's a good thing. But when somebody...
And let's not forget the guys out there doing it as well.
But when somebody tricking you online, that's a problem.
Big difference.
So that's a problem. So be careful of that. You know, somebody who's look like a model or something online and they hitting you up and, you know, you usually don't date models.
So in other words, you're saying stay in your lane, man.
You
come on.
Yeah, stay where you need to be.
I love it.
All right. So identity theft and avoiding it. So if you got paperwork at home with your personal information on it, your identifiable information on it, you want to scan that stuff. Not scan it, but shred it. And not in one of those shredders where it's like just a few lines of shred. You want a cross-cut shredder that'll tear all of that information up so it can't be read
or pulled
out of the trash. Yeah. You know, so that's one thing you can do.
I've seen on the internet or even in, you know, your office supply stores. I'm sure you can get them at all of the major retailers. Spend that extra couple of dollars and, like you said, get the real
good
shredder.
Cross-cut shredder.
Cross-cut.
And this is one of those conversations, because we bring this up every now and then with our stuff, is have this conversation with your parents and your grandparents if they're still around. I was floored when my wife's grandparents both died within about 3 months of each other. It's usually how that works. And cleaning out their house, mother of God, the boxes. And because back in the day, your social security number was on everything. Whether it was they kept every piece of paper, every medical bill, every and it was all there's your SSN.
Medical record number.
Have this conversation with make sure you have those conversations with them too.
Oh yeah,
that's a great point.
Great info.
Help your friends and family out with this because I kind of can see the thought behind it, especially when we talk about the older generation. But even now, the thought behind it is, I don't want to throw this information away because I don't want somebody to get it.
Right.
But in the same sense, you're leaving it right there in the event that you have a break-in. It don't even have to be a break-in. You know, I'm sure there are stories out there of people who have been taken advantage of by people they're close to, even relatives or siblings, taking identities.
Mm-hmm.
Those old checkbooks or, I write about 10 checks a year, maybe 12, and that's to pay my landscape every month. But other than that, I don't write checks, and I think when I ordered the checks, they gave me 1,000 of them or something. I had a stack of checks, just not having those type of things easily accessible. So some great points.
Yeah.
Shred it. Come on, people. Yep. It's 2020. You're talking about a resolution. Protect your credit. Let that be your resolution this year. Protect your major and most important asset, which is your ability to be able to get credit.
Right. Don't give your information out over the phone. Don't give it out over email. Legitimate websites will not contact you in email and ask you for personal identifiable
information. That's another great point.
That's something to keep in mind. I know a lot of places will ask you for your social security number over the phone for verification of who you are. Ask them for a different level of verification if that's the case. Something
that's not a great point. You shouldn't have to give that whole social.
Yeah. So again, annualcreditreport.com. Go there and make sure that you get your credit report. Don't do it all at one time. Each bureau offers you one per year.
And I would have never thought about that.
So
that's a great
pull
point.
Pull up one per year. Also, this is bad. What else I got on here? Oh, your mail, like I was about to say. That's what I was about to say.
Okay.
If you're leaving out of town, forward your mail to the post office. Don't let your mail pile up in the box so somebody can come by and check out what you're getting in the mail, pull a check out of there, something you may be getting in the mail and cash it, or get your information. They can get your credit card information if you're still getting bills sent to your house.
Right.
That's just another way for people to get information about you. And when you're throwing stuff out at the house, if you got boxes outside, pull your name off the label of them and things like that so that people can't get your name and information off the label of packages that you had sent to your house.
Okay. I know with these Amazon being as popular as it is, and not even just them, but just shopping online and having products sent directly to your home.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken, late last year, it was upgraded to a felony for being a porch pirate.
Right.
Which I don't think is necessarily stopping a lot of these people that do those things until they truly see themselves sitting in jail for stealing what ended up being doggy treats because it was a big box. You thought right. maybe you had something expensive. Mm-hmm. But again, that dog was waiting on those treats, not yours.
Right.
We obviously, for multiple reasons, not going to stop crime. But what we can do is make people more aware and understand the importance of doing things smart.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great topic.
Right.
Again, being 2020, the new year, you want to change your, you know, everybody talk about changing the people around them, changing their physical appearance, you know, be it being healthy, working right. out, you know, no alcohol and all those things, you know. I'll see all of y'all back to doing what you do by the 20th, maybe the 1st of February. No, I got faith in you guys out there. I'm just kidding. But, you know, we make all of those type of New Year resolutions. Mm-hmm. Something this important needs to be. And this is one of those where it's okay if you make it your resolution every right. year over again because right. you slip off throughout the year. But if we can change the attitude of looking at your personal credit to annually, if it's every January, you focus on it and then you forget about it for the rest of the year, that's mm-hmm. better than not looking at it at all because right. I know how mad I would be if somebody took my income taxes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we wait on that money. And again, something as simple as trying to get a car loan, mm-hmm. Trying to, you know, you need
today,
some new furniture.
Trying to get a job. This can and impact your ability for Say employment. What?
So, talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to not get a job because somebody stole your identity and haven't been paying the bills.
Right.
So it's important that you look at what's there.
Man, that's a big one right yeah, there.
And make sure that the stuff that's on there is actually things that you opened up and things that you're paying for. That's or you might see something in collections that you don't know what it is. You got to contact and question these things and make sure – You know that
is so true.
You know your paperwork is together.
Man, that's a big one though. We kind of just kind of glossed over it, but mm-hmm. your credit could affect your job.
Yes, it
search.
Can.
You know, so for those yeah. of you that are on the hunt for a new job, it's important that you know these days they're right. looking at your credit. And mm-hmm. nevertheless, something you know, not so much a something to help you credit wise, but just talking about getting a job too with social media being as right. big as it is, they're looking at your social media as well. So,
they are. If you want a public job, make sure your social media is public friendly and you're not on there doing things that would be harmful to your opportunity to get employment.
So to break that down to our everyday listener, if you're not right. understanding, basically you saying, look, if you wouldn't share it, and I don't even want to say with your mama because some people right. got some really wild relationships with their parents and whatnot, right. especially in this day and age, but if you wouldn't be comfortable with it being put on the board in the courthouse in the middle of with a judge in front of you.
I'll say this. If you on there twerking, if you on there smoking weed, if you on your social
Even
media
drinking.
With negative comments about gay people, black people, white people, anything racist, all those things will affect your employment.
Absolutely. We've seen that so
and
many times.
And they will
times.
Fire you just from optics alone. It doesn't matter how good you are at your job. If they pick up the impression that you know, you are a negative optic to the business, you can be let go. So that's one thing
point.
To consider. What you're sharing, the things that you're talking about, things that you're doing, the pictures that you're posting, videos you're posting, all those things matter. So,
and you won't even realize a lot of time that's why you didn't get the job.
Yeah, it's not fair to in some cases for some people. You know, I know they feel like that's not fair, but that's the reality of what we live in. Your social media is another tool for employers to look at to determine your worthiness of that job.
That's deep, but most definitely some valuable information there. So, again, we're not trying to tell you how to live, but if you want to maneuver through society the way it's set up now, mm-hmm. you've got to move through it and make these changes if you want right. to be successful. Or you could do like you and I, hey, get out here and create your own lane,
yeah,
which we most definitely don't have a problem with that. But so, if that's not where you're at right now,
right,
these are some things that most definitely be helpful for you to be able to,
right,
at the end of the day, as we like to say, keep a roof over your head and put food on the table, man.
Because mm-hmm. That's be what's mostly important. You got to eat. And it's about to be real cold outside, so you want to stay warm.
Knock on wood. We've had a decent year. We probably going to talk ourselves into a blizzard before the week is out.
We don't
want
to do that. It's been lovely.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. But I'll say this, one more thing for you online shoppers.
Okay.
If you look up something on the Coach website or the Michael Kors site or wherever you like to shop at.
Okay.
And then you go to Facebook and you see an ad for that same item for half the price or a third of that price is probably counterfeit or it's a virus. Do not click on it and go to that site. You are going to find yourself in some trouble. So steer clear of things if it's not the reputable brand that you were looking for in the first place. Don't always look for those deals. If it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah, because you're not going to get a pair of Jordans, retro Jordans. You're not going to get no number 13s for $85.
Not happening.
Not new. And, you know, you're probably going to get a box in the mail and it's going to be a pair of sandals in there and a couple of rocks. So, yeah.
So
another great point of being smart with it.
So,
but just to go back and summarize today as we get to the end of the show, I can't believe how many women out here are being unfortunately taken advantage of on the internet with internet dating.
Right.
Now, of course, I know some people who've been very successful at finding companionship on the internet through it. So as a whole, I don't think it's a bad thing. But again, just recapping, being smart while you're on there.
Right.
And, you know, this individual is, if you find yourself giving this person money and you know, y'all haven't even met in person yet.
Right.
Come on, your gut will tell you. You know, we all have that thing called instinct, and if it don't feel right, it's probably not right.
Right.
And then we also talked about identity theft. Just the key there to take away from me most definitely is getting that shredder, cross shredder. I'm actually going to buy a new one this upcoming week because, I've gotten a couple of things that have gotten piled up and, you know, I want to get myself back in a comfortable situation where I feel like my identity is not being jeopardized.
Right.
And then earlier in the show, we talked about a tradition in the city of Detroit that has to stop, and that's that New Year's Eve, taking your firearms and just firing into the air for multiple reasons. The biggest one, obviously, you know, being safety.
Right.
What goes up must come down. That's just basic physics. You putting yourself and others at jeopardy. Nobody ever wants to rationalize or deal with the realization of something like that until something happens to somebody they know.
All right.
You know, and don't wait until one of your loved ones end up being the one that a bullet just come flying down and hurting or damaging property or even hurting or killing somebody personally.
Right.
You know, be smart.
Right. So we got one question that I didn't get to because we had jumped.
Okay.
Candace asked us, and this was regarding the man with his pants down in front of the toddlers.
Okay.
Your children grow up without you. How do you provide protection if you in prison for killing the guy? I don't think a jury will ever convict the man for reacting to somebody sexually assaulting his children and he caught them in the act.
I would have to say it would have to be some type of passion of the moment type of.
Yeah. I've never known for anybody to be convicted of such a crime of protecting their children. So that's something to consider. So I'll look into that and see if it's ever happened before. I don't think it's ever happened before.
Okay.
Usually,
yeah, we most definitely can check into that.
People are acquitted or not ever even charged because you can, just so everybody's aware of the law, just if you have a CPL, if you catch rape in this attempt, you can murder for that.
Yeah.
So
Now, we're not telling you to go out there telling and start you to, murdering people.
Don't just start killing
anytime
people.
Anytime somebody's safety is...
You know, you're trying to articulate that it was rape when it wasn't. Let's not do that. But if you catch somebody in that kind of an act, in the danger that that kind of act imposes, especially on children, you can... take deadly force right. for that.
And action. As we wrap up the show today, just again, another topic that we talk about these type of scenarios all the time in our CPL course that we offer, again, through Athena Protection. You can get all this information about classes and pricing mm-hmm. on our website. But as we wrap up today, just want to say thank you. Thank you for a multitude of things, and I'm not going to get too sentimental here, man, but as we, you know, journey into this new year, as I talked about earlier, we had big things coming for us going into the new year.
Right.
But I just want to say thank you for not only being a great partner in business, being a personal friend. You didn't have no choice in being a relative, but just want to thank you for... you know, what you've been to me for 2019, and I look forward to it getting even better in 2020 as we wrap up.
Thank you as well. Like I said before, I'm focused on where I'm going.
Absolutely.
So I'm looking ahead, and I think that I think we'll be okay. I think we are on the right track.
Awesome. Well, our listeners, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Athena Protection.
All right.
Services, yes.